Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's your turn, bitch. You get to tell us stuff, and then we listen to it, and we respond to it. That's the vibes. It's going to be a good time.
Okay.
I got a good feeling about this. I think we're cruising right along. You're like two episodes deep now, I would say. Three.
I'm in. I feel comfortable. I got a chair. I'm, you know.
All right.
I got a LaCroix.
Is this a new chair, or were you just standing the whole time previously?
I like to stand in the booth usually so they feel my lyrics, but I'm comfortable with you. I'm comfortable with the audience. I've decided to take it back a little bit.
Okay. Very classy, and we appreciate it. We loved you 10 toes down, but we also love you with your heels on the ground, you know?
I appreciate it. That's why I like being here.
So, as you know, with the mini episodes, we love to read messages from our listeners, from the people who submit things to our very popular email. I cannot express enough how popular this email
is.
It's
scary.
I get literally tens of emails a month from listeners who are very excited to share their strange and sometimes disgusting conspiracies with us.
Do you ever get death threats in there?
Never gotten any death threats. I have gotten some people who have expressed like a real rage at something I've done, and particularly where they get very angry at me being irresponsible with the research. That like somehow I'm perpetuating a bad thing in the world, and then I have to remind them that I truly don't give a fuck. I am not in the slightest bit gonna hold myself accountable for dumb things that I say. That's part of the reason I got in this business in the first place.
100%.
Oh yeah, of course. Thank you, Olivia. There are some people who have tried to have sex with me via the email.
Oh, that happens to me on Instagram sometimes, but
hell
I think
yeah.
It's like bots. It's like it's always like an Indian guy, like very good eye. Oh, you're sexy boy, and I'm like, I think this is.
Ah, come on, dog. Thank you, but
yeah,
but
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you, but please be a real person if you're gonna do all this.
A dude to be obsessed with me. Yeah, let's get into it though.
Yeah. So today's email comes to us. From a person named Christina. Christina sent us an email simply titled, When the White Wins, excuse me. It's a bit of a long email, So we can take it in parts. If at any point you want to interject, please do. But she says, this is a conspiracy theory I'm trying to perpetuate, but I feel like I'm right. This is my attempt to platform this conspiracy to the masses. Context. We, my partner and I, just watched the Kevin Samuels episode of Atlanta. We are both lighter skinned black people. Not as yellow as you, though. I take offense to that, Christina. You don't know me. I'll kill both of y'all.
That's that rage, that beige rage.
I'll end both of your yellow lives. And then you'll be gray, you know? After I kill you, your skin will lose all color. And then what, Christina?
Man, I can't believe they wrote that in the email. That was... A not lot. Necessary.
That is another thing that also happens is that my listeners, for whatever reason, decided that being mean to me was appropriate. And objectively, everybody just follows through with that. They're all very unkind to me.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Well, nor do I, David. nor do I.
I'll save you. I'll save you, Mr. Lightskin.
Thanks, big dog. She goes on to say a backwood may or may not have been involved in the crafting of this email. And then the theory, she says, when you deny your blackness as a black person, if you have kids with a white person, the white genes win, not only when it comes to looks, but also behavior. Would you like, she has more to say, but I want to give you a little time to process because you're in deep contemplation here.
I mean, this is hoteperie at its finest, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
First of all. So if you deny your blackness.
That's right.
I don't know if I feel like that's fair to the diaspora.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because what is she, it sounds like very specific stuff. Is it like you don't listen to rap music? Or, like, what do you mean by deny your black? Like,
I have to assume that she.
I'm coming from a tone that has never been enabled to deny any type of blackness at all.
We've seen some pretty dark-skinned dudes do some pretty coontastic shit. So
you're talking about Terry Crews?
Yeah, Terry's up there.
Yeah, he's one of our rare misses.
Yeah, no, it's real bad for you guys. Terry's always going to keep you in a pocket that you don't want to be in. But the point being that it sounds like if you are in any way sort of like aligning yourself on an emotional state with whiteness,
okay.
Not just sort of like, oh, you hang out with white people or you do some white shit, but more of like you prefer white over black, let's say.
Okay, then, or you're like, why are they rioting in their own neighborhoods? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Why won't they just pick up their pants and go to school like the rest of us? You start doing shit like that.
Cosby didn't do it. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, your kids are not only going to come out physically white, it sounds like, but also emotionally white.
Emotionally white. But isn't white just nature? It's a nature-nurture thing, right? Isn't white nurture?
Well, she goes on to give some examples, so let's explore those, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on these examples. She says, Michael Jackson bleached his skin, and he had white kids. Yes, he did, in parentheses. That's tough for me because no,
I don't
he
even
didn't.
Know if those are his kids, man.
There was no way those were his children.
I've never known of a black or a white child named Blanket. I think it's like some kind of tie situation. I don't know. Do we know that those are his kids?
No, absolutely not. We don't know that those are his kids. And okay. I think, frankly, I've never once been like, I've never wanted to claim Blanket Jackson or Prince Michael in any version of a fucking black allegiance kind of thing.
Here's the thing, though. Blanket Jackson, it does come around to sound like the dude of a name of a dude who's like from Gary.
Mm-hmm.
So even in denying his blackness, he made it barely black.
He made a black ass baby. He said, yeah, he made a baby that sounds like he'd be a motherfucker. That, don't fuck with me. I'm Blanket motherfucking Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I put niggas to bed. I'm Blanket, bitch.
He's got like a chrome plated gun. like a you know when guys have like a pretty gun? He's got like a pretty gun.
It's gorgeous.
Got like an eagle on it.
Olivia sent us a message where she said, we've learned Michael Jackson never adopted his three children, even though he's not the biological father, not the biological father. He broke the story that neither Jackson nor Debbie Rowe are the biological parents of Michael Jr. and Paris, and Michael was not the biological parent of Prince Michael II either.
Exactly. Okay. See, there we go.
So already here, Christina, you're dropping L's. I'll be honest with you, you didn't nail this. She goes on to say Alfonso Ribeiro as another example. Mariah Carey's black parent, probably Zoe Saldana's youngest child. I know you saw that video. Meghan Markle's child marrying into the royal family is amongst
we have to take these one at a time. I'm sorry.
Okay, my apologies.
Who was the first one?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
His child is white?
Alfonso Ribeiro married a white woman, and I would presume that his children came out pretty white looking.
Oh, he's underwater, though. He's having a bad time. I'm not even going to go for Alfonso.
What happened to Alfonso? He's always seemed pretty at peace.
Hold on. I'm going to send you a clip. Keep talking. I'm going to send you a clip, and it's going to change your whole world.
Uh-oh. This is unnerving. I've always believed in Alfonso. And yes, if you do look up Alfonso Ribeiro's kids, those are white babies. It's actually impressive, given the fact that Alfonso's not a light-skinned dude, but...
No, he's a strong black man.
He seems largely uninvolved in the making of these children.
Coffee-colored, if anything.
Yeah, no, he's a thick mahogany, but...
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. Now I'm seeing a TMZ post, I love to love white chicks with Alfonso Ribeiro, apparently. Let's click on this because TMZ doesn't chit chat too much. They just play the shit. And
oh, those kids are white as hell.
Yeah,
they're
very white children.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, Alfonso, he fucked up. Here we go.
Hey, listen, don't fuck with me. Cause there's some hot white out here.
Oh, Alfonso.
Now I gotta say, listen, I have been known to fuck some white girls in my lifetime.
Yeah. Alfonso.
Okay, now I have spent my life on some TMZ. Yes. And every time you see me in a club, guess who I walk out with?
Ooh.
A lovely blonde white chick.
Yes. Oh, Alfonso.
Just like fucking OJ. Every motherfucking time.
I think you full of shit,
whoa.
Come on, bring it down, set it down.
Fuck. Oh, man. You know what made that sad? The white people weren't even that into it.
Nobody liked it.
Yeah. They were like, hey, bro, you being a coon.
Nobody liked it.
Oh, Alfonso.
And I just say that to say, I feel like we can't use him as an example of anything. That man is lost.
Yeah, no, I mean, but to her point, he picked white, and so much so that he wanted to freestyle about it. And he never has talked like that before.
It was also clearly a rock and roll concert.
Yeah, why are you beatboxing and doing fucking Kool Moe Dee raps in
hey
the
there,
middle?
Hey, I don't mean to be rude. I'll fuck a white chick.
Alfonso, what are you doing?
I don't know. He's not okay.
He's not doing good.
But those kids are white as hell.
Those kids are very white. Mariah Carey's black parent, probably, was the speculation.
Mariah is not outspokenly black. Mariah's done some black ass shit.
Yeah, Mariah, I've always viewed Mariah as a black lady. Now, I do agree that physically she has a past white and certainly has like a white-ish quality to her. But right. Mariah's always, she's fucked with niggas for a long time. And I ain't
yeah. mad at her. Yeah, she had the locks on a song. They did, uh-huh. That didn't need to happen. That's insane. ODB?
Yeah, come on.
You don't, that doesn't just happen on accident. You have to want ODB on your song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not gonna go. Are her kids really white looking though?
No. Remember, she married Nick Cannon. So she married a man pre-turban, you know, and then I guess made him put the turban on. I don't know exactly what happened in that household, but either way, I'm not convinced by Mariah Carey. Alfonso Ribeiro is the best example that we've seen so far.
I think so, for sure.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The next would be Zoe Saldana's youngest child. Now, she says, I know you saw that video. I have not seen that video. Is that a video that I also need to be watching?
Is it similar to the Alfonso Ribeiro?
Of Zoe Saldana, or rather Zoe Saldana's kids being like, I'll fuck a white girl.
fuck a white girl. Fuck a white bitch. Get fucked. Does Zoe Saldana, so I'm really bad at celebrity stuff for the most part.
Yeah.
Especially like that aspect. Does Zoe Saldana deny it? She doesn't say she's black?
It's not that she doesn't say she's black, but she does sort of like, she married a white dude. She kind of plays in that thing of like race neutrality, if that makes sense. Like she ain't really fucking with black people, if that I think is the best way to describe what her energy
okay.
is.
Okay, like she probably doesn't have black people come to her house.
Nah, yeah, exactly. And if she does, she like makes a real thing out of it.
Okay, like, hey, I made chicken.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is my grandma's recipe. And it's like, no, it ain't, Zoe. You ain't got no grandma's recipe. You fucked a man from Switzerland.
He looks like a vampire.
Yeah, no, he's a wild-looking man.
Okay, so that holds then. That holds because those kids are pretty white.
Then there's Meghan Markle's child, which I totally agree with this one. That's nail on the head for me.
That's Meghan Markle, the royal that we left.
Yes, the lady, who physically is white herself or close to white herself, but then also now has extremely white children and has spent zero time sort of identifying with blackness other than as a defense for being picked on by literally the most racist family in the history of the world.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, Sierra Leone was a British colony, so I'm not really into anything she's got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a white baby.
Yeah, there's no evidence of any blackness at all in that family. And I think she wanted it that way, if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah, I could see that. She's trying to breed it out.
Yep. And then she goes on to say, this also applies to obviously black biracial people who have ever said, I'm not black, I'm biracial. Ooh, spicy. This uh-huh. also applies to anyone who allows themselves to pass when shit gets racist. So that reminds me of somebody like Halsey, who is biracial, but regularly sort of like plays I'm a white lady game whenever it's advantageous for her.
What is the other race in Halsey?
Black.
No, it's not. Really?
Yeah, I think so. It might be a mixed parent, but yeah, she got some black up in her.
The Elon Musk Halsey?
He didn't date Halsey. He dated, what's the weirder one? I don't remember her name. Fuck.
Oh, Grimes. The singer Halsey.
Grimes
is who he was with.
Yeah, but yeah, singer Halsey.
Halsey's black.
Yeah, G Herbo dated Halsey. No, what? Not G Herbo. What's his name? G Easy dated Halsey.
Nigga,
G Herbo.
That is two very Halsey. Different things. Yeah. It's man. Okay, that's fair. Halsey's that's fair. I've never known her to.
No, she don't like black people like that.
No, that's complicated. This is complicated.
And I would say similarly, Zoe Kravitz is another good example of a lady misbehaving as a black person and subsequently probably, I don't know that she has kids, but she'll make some white babies when she's ready.
Zoe Kravitz, does she, I never.
Oh, she don't love black people.
She's with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Who can dance.
Dance his ass off. And I think he likes black people.
I think he likes black people a lot.
Yeah.
I think given the chance, he would move over. I think he would swap with Zoe.
Yeah, I think he'd happily swap with Zoe if that were an option on the table.
Yeah, he used to strip. He's with the shits. Because Zoe Kravitz's, her parents also not identifying as black very much, right?
Yeah, they're sort of mixed kids being mixed kids.
But I mean, wasn't her mom on The Cosby Show?
Yeah, and to her credit, was the first person to be outspoken about Bill being a piece of shit.
Okay.
Not necessarily sexually, but just as a human being, she was one of the first to be like, yo, this dude's garbage, and everybody was like, fuck you, he's my daddy. And now everybody's pretending like they didn't behave that way.
Yeah, I behaved that way for a second. I was raised on TV, man. I had a minute where I couldn't believe it. It's not, sure. You know, I'm not a monster.
Yeah, you know. Listen, you didn't flip on your mans right away. That's an admirable quality.
Exactly. I tried to, like I said, 10 toes down, but you know, he didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the more examples you give to this, it feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's gaining some legitimacy. She goes on to say John Legend's kids are only black because of all the music he made before he was with Chrissy Teigen. He built up enough goodwill, plus he made glory with Common, who is arguably the blackest man alive. Now,
what?
That's where I take issue.
Yeah, hold on.
Common?
You had so much traction here.
You were killing it up to this point, Christina.
I was with you. Common?
Common's the blackest man you can think of?
NBA Finals computer commercial Common?
The man that's telling us to invest in AI with Microsoft? Common?
Common is the blackest.
Come on.
That's insane.
That's
it's like you've never heard of Michael Irvin.
Yeah, fucking.
Or look, Big Daddy Kane.
Dr. Umar's cussing us out weekly about his blackness.
Tariq Nasheed.
Dog.
Common is, this is all fucked up now. I want to know your credentials. I want to pull your card.
Listen, Michael Blackston remains the truest black man on this planet Earth.
That's facts. He's from Africa and Philadelphia. That's
at the same time. He was born in both places at the same time.
That's as black as you could be.
How dare you, Christina, tell us that Common of rap fame, of Koofy rap fame, is the blackest man you can think of.
To be fair, he does have a baby with Erykah Badu. That is one of the blacker things you could do.
That is. Does he have a baby with Erykah Badu? Did they have a kid together? Andre 3000 has a kid with her. Does Common too?
Did they not have kids?
I think they dated for a long time. And that was during his extreme knit sweater phase. But I don't know that they have a child together.
Here's something crazy, though. Just to her defense, I Googled Common. His daughter, darker than him.
Whoa, he committed.
So that makes, that does, I'm not going to say the blackest guy in the world, but that does feel like.
That's, you're giving him that, some credit for that.
Yeah, that's, I didn't know you could take it back.
Well, I'll tell you this, my daughter's darker than me.
Really?
And it wasn't because I married a darker woman, but it was because I guess my mom's genes really poked through, you know, on the other side.
It's the sweat equity. You put sweat equity.
Yeah, you know what I did I the mean? Work.
You made the bus down. You work on black tile. You know what I mean? You did. You laid the groundwork. You're going to have, your grandkids going to look like me.
just African grandkids from now
just
on.
Just a bunch of dark, dark grandbabies.
I love that. I welcome it, my friend.
Oh, me too.
Then she goes on to say, when they denied their blackness is also a factor, as seen with Zoe Saldana, Alfonso Ribeiro, whose children keep getting whiter and whiter the further they get from blackness. Just procreating with a white person is not enough, because there are plenty of biracial blacks that still look and act black. The child is the evidence of white transgressions. We know this shit is wild, so it doesn't make it to air. We understand, but hope it made you at least crack a smile, ? We love the show, us being Christina and her partner. And then the final part,
who she is says, white.
A disclaimer right at the end. We don't really believe this shit. This is all jokes that we cannot be held criminally liable for in the wonderful, beautiful America that we live in, that is only getting better and better every day. The pandemic is over. We built back better. Ladies and gentlemen, we got them. All lives matter. Back to the blue. Drugs are bad. We don't know who be reading this shit. Smiley face. But no, it's all fun for real.
First of all, great email.
Great email.
Really hit everything I like things to hit.
I will say that one of the things that sort of lingers in this, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, David, before we wrap, is I have long believed that, and this is something that she sort of is maybe circling around, but not quite pinpointing. I believe in something called the white mom syndrome. Have you heard of the white mom syndrome? Are you familiar with this syndrome?
I have a white stepdad, but he's not my dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that per se.
Why? So what is the white mom? Do you feel like if you have a white mom, it's like an access to whiteness?
Yes. I think that mixed kids with white moms always end up way more aligning with white shit and acting funny than mixed kids with black moms. I think your mom determines a lot more of your behavior than the other way around.
I mean, I will say I have a very African mom and my dad, but my stepdad is very European. Mm. I just got foreign family. My little brothers are biracial. And my mom, I guess she wouldn't let that shit fly, though.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean?
She's been braiding their hair since they were babies, all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I could see that. Because I could see a dad kind of being like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but your mom is your mom. Like.
Your mom forms so much of who you who you ultimately sort of like see yourself as.
Right.
Your dad helps you sort of activate that self, but your mom really is the one that's like telling you this is who the fuck you are. And in that way, you know, that's why Drake acts so goddamn weird, even though he loves black people. He's got that white mom, and that sort of plays its part.
Oh, is that why he looks
so
funny with braids?
Yep. It's white mom shit.
Man, this is interesting. I, you know what, Langston, I agree with you.
Thanks, man. I'm almost certain I'm going to get a bunch of pushback from people who are furious
at the
idea.
Of course you are. We're talking reckless.
Yeah, no, this is not good for...
You played the Alfonso clip. It's all downhill from there.
The point is, I think, Christina, it sounds like we're in agreement that aligning with whiteness does make your babies white on the inside and outside. And I would argue, if you do a little more digging, you might find that a white mom even forces that hand a little bit more. So
okay, and that's what happened to Alfonso's kids.
Mm-hmm. White mom,
because he doubled down, because they've never seen that clip.
No,
or maybe they'd be proud,
but they know in their hearts that's what their dad does at night.
Also, I don't know how you could be on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and not have had sex with a bunch of black women. That seems crazy to me.
He was playing Carlton, though, dog.
He was on the Fresh Prince.
But he was playing Carlton, and that shit was on NBC.
You don't think Hillary was fucking black guys?
I think Hillary definitely smashed some black dudes.
You don't think Tatiana Ali was fucking black
guys? I think Tatiana Ali's only fucked black dudes.
So why would Carlton not? He was corny. I'm saying, I think if you were on TV in the 90s, I think Steve Urkel was fucking black women.
Yeah, but not exclusively. I think he fucked a lot of white women.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I get confused. When he goes into that machine, I don't know who's
who's coming out on the other side.
Yeah, I don't know what he's like. I don't know if he's Steve Urkel in real life or if he's Stefan Arkell.
I don't either, but if you hang out at the Improv enough, he tends to be there. So you could just
ask
him. Yeah, he's there all the time.
Damn, I don't miss L.A.
All right, I think we nailed it. I think this is... We covered everything we could. Christina, this was a beautiful email. And if you want to send us other emails speculating about people's whiteness and whether or not they can pass the brown paper bag test, you can send those to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And David, you want to tell the kind folks where they can find you and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, go on my Instagram, coolguyjokes87. I'm going to be in Bozeman, Montana, September, June 25th. My career is going good. July 21st through 23rd, though, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. July 7th and 8th, I don't know where I'm going to be. Oh, also, fans of this podcast came out to see me in Houston. Thank you very much for that. That was so nice.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
They were like, we can't wait to hear you on Langston's podcast.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I hope you guys keep coming out and you're not hugely disappointed by David's now multiple appearances on the podcast.
Yeah. What if they just hate me? What if I'm like a fan? what if they're like, they demand me leaving?
Like, we've seen an insane dip in listeners now that you've added this other person to the show. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all platforms. Oh, and if you want to come see me do comedy, I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline June 23rd through the 25th, telling my little bitty jokes. They all right. I tell my little jokes and, you know, send us your drops, send us your emails, send us your love letters at mymamapod@gmail.com. And otherwise, bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica. a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.